Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name's Heather. Today I'm going to be giving you guys an update on Britney Spears, what's going on with her. There was a report on Entertainment Tonight where they talked about the possibility of Britney Spears doing some sort of tell-all, whether it would be with Oprah Winfrey or a tell-all book. So I'm going to kind of be telling you more of the details on that and read a quote from a source. Supposedly close to Britney Spears. But before I jump into that, I just wanted to let you know you guys can find me on social media if you search Heather Iris. And if you guys want to make a donation on here or on my Venmo, please message me and let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next video. Anyways, let's go ahead and jump into this new update on Britney Spears. Okay, so let me kind of read the quote. I've read about this information on a few websites. The one that I'm reading from right now is yahoo.com. They also talk about it on Entertainment Tonight and a few other websites, but I'm just going to go ahead and kind of jump into the information. So pretty much Entertainment Tonight has reported that a source close to Britney Spears claims that she's considering doing some sort of, telling of her own story, whether it's Oprah Winfrey or a tell-all book. And then this is the quote that they shared. It said, "Britney has considered speaking out about her past, mostly because she doesn't feel others should tell her story," the source claims. "She always hated doing interviews, but she never takes that step. Oprah would most likely be her first choice. At this point, there's no plan in the works for her to do an interview, but when she does, there will be steps Britney would need to take before speaking out." It goes on to talk about how supposedly or allegedly Britney Spears feels very supported because of everything that's kind of going on in the news with the Free Britney movement, with the New York Times documentary Framing Britney Spears, which, by the way, if you didn't see that documentary, you can actually listen to a few of my episodes on the topic of that documentary, Framing Britney Spears. But anyways, it talks about how she just feels really supported and she feels like people are really hearing, or I guess she's not even the one speaking out, but you know what I mean. She feels like heard and seen, like people are really understanding, kind of some of the struggles that she's going through. They also claim that she's a lot happier than, in recent years because of everything that's going on in the news, and she just feels like people are really supporting her in the way that she needs. They even tried to talk to Britney Spears' attorney, and he said that he obviously couldn't comment on the pending case. So yeah, it's really interesting. It talks again about the documentary and about some of the things they talked about with the Diane Sawyer and Matt Lauer interview and Justin Timberlake, which again I've done episodes on all three of those people. And some of the horrible, sad things that happened with those three people. And so, yeah, she just really talks about how, or the source talks about how Britney would be really interested more to talk to Oprah Winfrey because, she's talked to her before and has a good kind of relationship with her. And they also talk at the end of the article about possibly doing a memoir. Jessica Simpson's done one, and it actually led to a deal with Netflix. And so she said, that might be something that she'd be more interested in because if you're somebody with that deals with anxiety, it might be easier to do a book than an interview. So yeah, that's kind of the update on Britney Spears. There's a few other things that are going on with Britney Spears and the case. So I'm going to be reporting a few other episodes in a minute. But anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. Again, if you want to learn more about the Free Britney movement, definitely search online or check out Britney's Gram. It's another podcast that is amazing. And yes, definitely show Brittany your love and support as she goes through this hard time. And I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye, guys.